everyone. I'm Charlotte Jones, Knowledge Communications Officer at RNIB, and in this episode of Insight Pod Bites, we'll explore why blind and partially sighted people experience digital exclusion and what barriers they face when it comes to technology, but also how, with the right support and guidance, technology can be a real enabler. Our research has revealed that internet use, digital skills and technology take-up is lower amongst people with sight loss. And compared to the general population, blind and partially sighted people are twice as likely to be digitally excluded. When it comes to using the internet, 2/3 of people with sight loss access the internet every day, but as many as 1 in 5 never go online. Why are we seeing this lower engagement with technology? While people with sight loss face many barriers when it comes to technology, these can include a loss in digital skills when they lose their sight, as well as a lack of knowledge and confidence in using assistive technology. It can also be an overwhelming experience for people learning how much technology is out there which could help them, as one lady describes.
Yeah, there is a lot out there. It's a question of how much I've learned to use it and what's comfortable with me. As I said, when I went to Morphylite, they gave me a long list, the lower visual unit, and I thought, oh my God, that just scares me about having about 10 pages of what's available.
Another barrier is the cost of both assistive and mainstream technology. Only 1 in 4 blind and partially sighted people of working age are in employment, so it's not surprising that certain technology can be too expensive, as well as the general lack of accessibility of certain devices, apps and websites, which can make using technology more frustrating for people. When it comes to websites, research reveals that 98% of the top 1 million website homepages worldwide have accessibility issues, which assistive technology users are likely to encounter. Several people shared their frustrations of navigating inaccessible websites.
It does depend on how well somebody has actually bothered labeling things. And then there's the issue of how well your speech program is in interacting.
Things online where it's, the website's not very good contrast, or there's pictures, or wording on top of pictures, because of how my colour and my contrast is with my vision, they're just not accessible at all.
And for some, touchscreen devices can be hard to navigate with little or no sight. One lady shares why she doesn't have a smartphone.
Tablets, smartphones, all these mobile devices that we've got. For somebody like me, the reason I've got this mobile with the tactile keys, I am very tactile. You won't ever see me dealing around with a solid screen.
However, technology also provides many benefits for people with sight loss. It is a key enabler, providing them with a newfound independence and empowerment. In recent years, smart technologies such as smart speakers, smart watches, virtual assistants and voice recognition software has proven to be a real benefit. Several people told me about how helpful their smart speakers are.
I'd use a smart speaker because that's easier than trying to, for example, set an alarm in the morning. It's easier than me trying to put my glasses on, try and look at my phone when I've just woken up, try and turn the alarm off. Whereas this, I can just say what I want to set the alarm for, and in the morning I can just tell it to just turn off.
I prefer using the smart speaker to my phone where possible, because you can just speak to it. You know that Morrison's partner with Amazon, so you can order things through Amazon Echoes and they're added to your Morrison's basket.
Digital skills and technology enable blind and partially sighted people to access information and services online. Being able to do their banking and shopping online has made these tasks easier for many people.
I think because there is so much stuff online now, we are unfortunately being pushed into using this stuff. And that's advantageous in some respects. So, you know, I can check my bank balances now through my phone.
People with sight loss also use technology, especially apps, to help with navigating out and about.
again, my smartphone, I use Google Maps, you know, walking direction and listening to it, turn left, turn right. I think that's quite useful. I use a white, long white cane as well, but it's good to have that.
Technology can also support people with employment, volunteering and learning.
In terms of learning, as in class learning as well, because you can access your learning, your material via screen reader.
So while I had an iPad where I used to work, I would take it into training and set it up in front of me if I wasn't near the front, near the trainer, turn the camera or the magnifier app on and just zoom in on the presentation or the presenter so I could see them a bit better.
Now I'm joined by Scott Wood, who is Technology for Life team leader at RNIB. Scott, can you tell us more about RNIB's Technology for Life service?
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Charlotte. For Technology for Life, we offer support for our customers around technology, obviously, assistive technology mostly. We have three strands to our work. We offer, well, four really. We offer support with people through our helpline. So you can call the RNIB helpline on the usual number 0303 123 9999 and ask to be put through to the Technology for Life team with any technology inquiries you might have. It may be about your accessing your phone or accessing a computer or accessing any specialist products that you may have. We're able to give phone advice to you on the phone, and if we need to do any more in-depth stuff, we're able to spend more time with you. But we would normally refer you to our other service, which is our volunteer service. So we have a volunteer service whereby we can refer a volunteer to come and visit you in your home to update you with any bits and pieces that you need to do or some basic training on any equipment that you might have. We also have some volunteers who can support you over the phone remotely and talk you through any issues you might be having with your technology. We also work with partners very closely. So if there are any partners in your area and you've talked to us and we can see that you've got a partner in your area, we're able to refer you on to that partner and they'll be able to give you the support that you may need. We also offer a grant service, and you, if you qualify, and that's generally speaking, anybody who's on means tested benefit can come to us and we can do a referral form for your grant, and you can get a grant of up to £500 to go towards any piece of technology that will help you in your life. So very typically we would get people asking for iPads and tablets. So that's generally the support that you would get from RMI Technology for Life.
Thanks, Scott. If you're looking for support from the Technology for Life team, you can get in touch through RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999. Or you can email the team at tfl@rnib.org.uk. To round off this podcast, I ask people to summarise their experiences of technology in three words, and it did prove tricky for some.
Joy, empowerment and shiny, because I've had a really positive experience with technology. It's brought me closer to a lot of people that I've shared discovering it with.
Amazing, annoying and useful.
Enablement, independence and learning.
On the whole, seamless but room for improvement. So that's more than three words.
Challenging. If I could have a hyphen, sometimes frustrating. And the third would be worthwhile.
Three words. That's really hard, Charlotte. This is harder than an exam paper. Now I see. I think now I see, or I don't know. I mean, it's just opened up doors.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Insight Pod Bites.